is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And joining you tonight, it is Ian, Vanguard,
and Mark.
You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. The features on the site we give away, so enjoy those. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Much to discuss here tonight. Guard, you've got what sounds to be a bit of a bombshell over in the education world.
Oh, it's just so much fun. Who would have thought that teachers would cheat on standardized tests, as the news report says, under pressure? What was the pressure? To get more money.
What is, yeah, go ahead and give me the details on that. What's
okay,
going on?
Let me head
Where's
on over
this
here.
From, by the way,
as I call up the story, this one comes from the postgazette.com, and the location is within the story. So we'll just get started. This comes from, actually, originally from the New York Times. The staff of Normandy Crossing Elementary School outside Houston eagerly awaited the results of state achievement tests this spring. Interesting that term state should be in there, but anyway.
Of course they're eager. They want to make sure their kids did well.
Yes, of course. For the principal and assistant principal, high scores could buoy their careers at a time when success is increasingly measured by such tests. Ooh, there's a little dig on those tests. For fifth grade math and science teachers, the rewards were more tangible, a bonus of $2,850. But remember, yes, the headline says, under pressure, teachers tamper with tests.
Well, I suppose that's pressure.
Yes, yes, I suppose if you just read the headline, you might get a different idea of what that pressure is. This is positive pressure rather than negative pressure.
Indeed, I think that it does...
I think it in a certain way.
Yeah, it gives that negative pressure feel, and the idea that giving teachers money is bad.
Yes.
And if the results are, and it's clear that they would be, if the results are more money in this way, you know, I don't know that necessarily teaching to the test is... actually educates the kids.
I don't know either. And it's very difficult. And, of course, the tests are going to be manipulated and the standards are going to be drawn down. And what if I don't like those standards? Well, that's okay. My tax money will still be taken.
I can already tell you, I don't like those standards.
There you go. So it continues. When the results came back, some seemed too good to be true. Indeed, after an investigation by the Galena Park Independent School District, the principal, assistant principal, and three teachers resigned on May 24th in a scandal over test tampering. The district said the educators had distributed a detailed study guide after stealing a look at the state science test by, now get this, there's already a term for this, tubing it. This is not, this has nothing to do with inner tubes on snow. Tubing it is squeezing a test booklet without breaking its paper seal to form an open tube so that questions inside could be seen and used in the guide. The district, the district invalidated the student's score. So now it's great because the kids will get to take the test again. All right. Good for the kids. Yeah. Of all the forms.
Did someone snitch them out? How did they?
Let's see. It says here, of all the forms of academic cheating, none may be as startling as educators.
Educators. We're no longer teachers. We are educators.
Tampering with children's standardized tests. But investigations in Georgia, Indiana, Massachusetts, and Nevada, Virginia, and elsewhere this year have pointed to cheating by educators.
Wow. Widespread.
Experts say the phenomenon is increasing as the stakes over standardized testing ratchet higher.
Hey, what does it matter if, you know, the kids don't get an education? You're getting $2,000.
There you go, man.
$2,800.
Yeah, that's right.
That's $3,000. I mean, you know, and well, once the government gets it, it's 48 cents. But
then you'll get one of those plaques to put up in the hallway so that when parents come on Parent Teacher's Night, you know, performance, top performer of such and such.
Many of these schools will have marquees out in front where they'll actually advertise their particular grades. So if they got A's in their, you know, standardized
testing. We're an A school.
Sure. I mean, and who doesn't want to move into the district with the A school?
And by the way, where I live in Amherst, we have our Sauhegan High School, which you might have heard word was in the news recently because some of the kids who went to school, went to that school, a couple of the kids are accused of hacking up a woman who lived a couple towns away from us.
Oh, geez.
And, well, they the school board decided to include their photographs in the yearbook, despite the fact that they're not going to be graduating, and one has already admitted to culpability and will be sentenced to, like, 25 years in prison.
Mm-hmm.
So... that school, the
Salhegan, which reunion he'll be out for.
I don't know. That'll be interesting. Hey, aren't you? I remember you. I read. What's your name? Yeah. So, but what's interesting is even some schools will even they have their own system of schools. This is one of the Coalition of Essential Schools. Columbine was also one of these schools. It's a hardcore left wing ideology, as if it's not already hardcore and left wing enough in most mm-hmm. public schools, government schools. But it's tied to Brown University. The whole concept of it, and they give the Coalition of Essential Schools gives its own awards. So a Salhegan High School can say winner of such and such award again from the Coalition of Essential Schools. Well, it's all part of the same group.
So they gave an award to their own school.
Yes, essentially, yes. It's just great. I love the fraudulent nature of government schooling. It's just beautiful.
So what we found out here is that across the country, investigations have shown that teachers are actually helping their students cheat on these tests so they can cash in and get some sort of a reward.
Indeed. I've got a couple more examples. If people think that there's a way to get around the government school system by staying within the government system, I don't know. That seems a little bit tautological to me.
The charter schools and things like that.
Exactly. Here's one from Springfield, Mass.
The charter schools seem like a step up, don't they? I mean, you know, they seem to be taking different tacks.
Sure.
There's charter schools for the arts. There's charter schools for the sciences. Mm-hmm. There's charter schools for the dum-dums. There's charter schools for everything. So
exactly.
Why not a charter school?
It's still run by the government, and here's the result. Yep. At a charter school in Springfield, Mass., the principal told teachers to look over students' shoulders and point out wrong answers as they took the 2009 state test, according to state investigation.
You know, I'm not a big fan of learning by test, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
sure.
where you have to learn some facts
right.
and then regurgitate them, basically, when prompted on a piece of paper. I don't think that's really learning,
yeah.
but I think this is particularly dishonest, and I think I still have a problem with what they're doing here.
Yeah, and you know, Ian, that point that you bring up, I think, just as on an emotional level and a personal level, I think that's a very, very important point. The standardization and the rote memorization of not only government schools, but in some cases private schools as well, where everybody's got to fit within a certain box. I think if you look at some of the greatest achievers in the history of mankind, they were those who not only did not fit in the box, but veered away in their education and concentrated on what they loved. You look at, you know, Apple and Microsoft, mm-hmm. those guys tinkering in their basements, you know, now in their garages. Now, it is true that Bill Gates did some computer work in high school and things like that. I think while there are certain very important subjects and things like that that would be very helpful for any human being, I think sometimes people go way overboard in constraining kids and not, and government schools have no capability to be able to change and give kids the opportunity to really study what they want. What if a kid's really interested in artwork? My niece loves art. I mean, in my opinion, she should be going out and working with graphic designers and stuff right now. Sure.
And studying mathematics and stuff in her spare time.
Sure. And just think, not only could she study, but she could cheaply empty the garbage cans, clean the bathrooms, all kinds of
apprenticeship
things.
Apprenticeship things.
Right. She could apprentice, and it would be significantly more valuable. And this one-size-fits-all system, I was thinking about it again today. I have a child, and, you know, my child, Jack, is reading above the level I was reading in kindergarten and first grade.
That's awesome.
He's a little over two, and he's doing the sight reading method,
sure.
which is great for kids that are sort of below five. After that, phonics.
You got to teach them phonics.
Yeah, phonics gets better.
Yeah.
Once they're a little bit older. But, you know, essentially, what does he need to go to kindergarten and first grade for? He already knows all the stuff that he's going to learn there at two.
Right.
So
how bored will he be? How will he act out?
Absolutely. I mean, and it's not like we're teaching him at our house. We're making the tools available. Why are we making the tools available? because we don't believe for 1 second that the government is responsible for or going to educate our child. Mm. I mean, what kind of, you know, how can you do that? How can you leave the government to educate your kid, even if you're sending them to public school? And I understand having to do that, but if you're doing so, then at least educate them in your spare time.
All right, I want to hear from you at 800-259-9231. More teacher fraud coming up in moments. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBIC, ZenPaks, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcast?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from KeroStove. KeroStove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KeroStove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KeroStove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KeroStove.com. Kero Stove for family emergency solutions.
This is customer service. How may I help you?
I'd like to cancel my order for your super skincare formula.
And why are you canceling?
Honestly, I found a product that really works.
Can I ask what it's called?
It's called Night Skin. It's the only cream I found that helps fade age spots on my skin.
Really?
And Night Skin supports the production of natural collagen. My face looks amazing.
Maybe you can tell me how to get Night Skin.
Before you spend tons of money on so-called quick-fix skin creams, try Night Skin. Night Skin is a scientifically formulated anti-aging cream made by Dr. Arthur Perry, an award-winning Harvard-trained plastic surgeon. For a limited time, he's offering a free sample of Night Skin to new customers. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-257-7201. This offer is limited to one free sample per household. Call now and try Dr. Perry's Night Skin free. Call 1-800-257-7201. 1-800-257-7201. 1-800-257-7201.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount.
It's easy, but this offer ends June 30th.
Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com. We give you the features on the site. They are free, and those features include archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, you can just click and download. They're yours. In fact, if you go into the podcast, you can go all the way back to 2009, totally free for you, freetalklive.com.
Okay, this summer, how about taking charge of your health? Be just like me and do all the things you want to do with New Zealand's Nature Bee. And here's Mike Buck with a sizzling summer special to help you find out the way.
Hello there, guys. You're right. Let me show you the way, especially these days. You need good nutrition. If your body's not getting it out of your food, down goes your energy levels, up goes your stress. You'll be sleeping terribly, be grumpy all the time. And if that sounds like your day, forget it. Two golden Nature Bee capsules once a day. Give me the support you need to turn that stuff right around.
Okay, now we know what Nature Bee does for us, but what's the sizzling summer deal you have for us, Mike?
Yeah, look at this. This is our best deal yet. When you order or reorder a six-month supply of Nature Bee today, $99.95 plus delivery, we're going to bonus you this B-Slim weight loss program. It's worth another $99.95. It's free. That plan includes a great weight loss supplement, a delicious meal planner, exercise guide, even a tape measure to track your progress.
Wow, that does sound like a perfect plan B. How can folks make it happen, Mike?
Two ways to do it. Remember, $99.95, 6 months of B plus the delivery, $99.95 of B Slim free when you make the toll-free call to New Zealand. All with a money-back guarantee, 1-866-834-8355. That's 1-866-834-8355, or, of course, online, NatureBee. That's NatureBee.com.
Oh, that is a great deal. Okay, everybody, be just like me and order your Nature Bee. Call toll-free now at 866-834-8355. Just do it online at naturebee.com.
1-800-259-9231. Let's continue here. Just to recap the story, Guard, that you brought up, and then we'll get into your phone calls. There's been investigations across the country that have shown that teachers are essentially not just teaching to a test, but they're actually assisting the students in these government schools, charter government schools. They're assisting the students in passing the test so they can get a so-called performance bonus.
Yeah.
When in point of fact, the students haven't actually necessarily learned the material.
Absolutely.
And as I pointed out before, I don't necessarily agree with the test and learn kind of scenario. There was a computer class I took in high school. Programming was advanced computer science or something like that.
Yeah.
And I took that class, and I got an A in the class. I got a good A. I think it was like 100 or something like that in the class overall. But I failed the AP.
Interesting.
And the reason was because, well, in the class, I could, if I encountered a problem or something I didn't remember, I could look it up. So if I needed to do, you know, we're writing programs, and so if I needed to write a program that did X, I could look up whatever it is I needed to know to do that if I didn't know it offhand.
Yeah.
And so since testing just essentially tests memorization.
Right.
I'm not much of a studier for tests. I never really was anybody who's put time into studying anything. So I was completely capable at doing the programming.
Right.
It's just that taking the test didn't work out for me.
Yeah.
So I'm not a fan of this, but I think that this goes beyond just the dishonesty, because you can look at this and say, well, this is bad because the teachers were cheating, right? I mean, that's kind of the surface level. Okay, they're bad for scamming the system helping the kids
with
a test in order to get the cash. But I think it goes a little deeper than that. And I think the real problem here is that this dishonesty, this level of fraud, essentially, that they're engaging in is an indicator of something much larger. And that's an indicator of how these people are willing to just sideline the children and their experience and their learning and everything just so they can, you know, benefit from these bonuses. They're just willing to kick it all to the curb. And so you really have to ask yourself, well, if this is the tip of the iceberg as to how lazy these teachers are, if they have to cheat, they feel like they have to cheat with these kids, that says something about their ability to teach the material in the first place, and that they're so bad that, as teachers, they're so bad that they can't do this legitimately. So I think it's just
absolutely
more than just that one instance of dishonesty.
I agree with you. I mean, the instances of these occurring indicate to us, if we think it through, that there are probably sundry other factors that are involved in this. And obviously the rhetoric, first off, that we hear about how the government schools are always looking out for the kids. And that's why the unions speak out so much, to get more money and get more time off and get opportunities to get bonuses and all these different things. Clearly, it's for the kids' sake. Well, in this case, it wasn't. We have seen, it's revealed, it's not for the children's sake. Mm-hmm. It's for the sake of these teachers for almost $3,000 bonuses. And secondly, as you say, either the teachers are incapable of teaching these children. Now, I wouldn't say the kids are incapable of being taught and learning, or there are so many impediments inside the school system, because it might not just be the teachers. It could be the entire administrative process that screws the teachers up and doesn't give them the amount of time that they need to do, or doesn't give them the books that they need, or whatever they whatever the factors could be. But all of the government system is indicted here, whether it's the teachers themselves, or it's the fact that there's no addressability, or just the rhetoric that it's all for the children's sake. We know it's not.
But yet, the activists here in Keene, New Hampshire, some of us have been getting heat from the other folks in the liberty movement now, not because of toplessness, not because of smoking pot,
yeah,
not because of burning the American flag,
yeah,
but now the heat is coming from doing school outreach, because we're standing in front of the middle school, and when I say we, I mean three or four or five of us. There are obviously more people here than that. But the people who are doing this are standing in front of the middle school, standing in front of the high school, holding signs that say freekeen.com and school sucks project. .org.com.
Yeah.
SchoolSucksProject.com.
Yeah.
So we're out there doing School Sucks outreach. In fact, Meg's got a great sign now. The first signs we had weren't that great.
Yeah.
Meg's got a great sign now that says, Education Rules, SchoolSucksProject.com.
Oh,
so the old signs just said SchoolSucksProject.com or visit SchoolSucksProject.com.
I think that the best thing you can take away from that critique is that the name of SchoolSucksProject.com was kind of harsh seeming to a certain segment of the population.
Of course.
It's intended to be, right? And you know, that's
clearly
that's what they're trying to do, catch your attention with the name. And maybe there should have been more of an explanation. I think Meg's signs probably says it all, but
and yet just to pipe in there, Mark, and yet isn't it funny, because I think you'll run into 90-some% of the kids, if you were to ask them at any time, they would describe it as they're getting up at 6 a.m. to get off to this place. That
ridiculous.
Yeah, it sucks.
Well, there's a young man that has come by the 420 celebrations before, so he's out of middle school at this point, and he will tell you that it sucks, and as you say, a lot of them will admit that to you. But what we found is that we don't think that as many of them will be as truthful as they might otherwise be if they're around the administrators and the teachers. Because what happens is after school gets out, when school gets out, the teachers come out. They've got their two-way radios. Of course, we've got ours, too.
Yes.
So they got their two-way radios, and they spread out. And they kind of – and I don't think they normally do this. I think they're doing it specially because we're there doing our outreach.
Yeah.
We've got flyers and things like that. And so they're kind of playing guard for the kids. You know, making sure
they don't do that.
That they normally. Make sure they don't get too close. Okay,
absolutely.
You can't engage them in conversation for too long. If they see a kid engaging in conversation with an activist, they'll come in after a while as soon as they notice it.
The cops?
No, the teachers.
The teachers,
they'll pull them away. So it doesn't matter that they're out of school. They're still exerting their level of control over them. Okay, you need to move off this area.
Only
okay, you need to move away from here. Oh, don't talk to them. And, of course, they're just going right. The kids are going right along with it. More coming up here. Even though they're not in school hours at that point. There's more coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow. For the rest of your life.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. Ring up anything, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian Angar
and Mark.
Gardner Goldsmith joining us from LibertyConspiracy.com.
Thank you, sir.
Head on over there. Enjoy yourself some more Guard. And Guard and crew. Guard and friends.
Yeah, we like to bring as many people into the conspiracy as possible because this is a real rough time for freedom lovers. So when hasn't it been a rough time for freedom? Yeah, good point, brother. Good point.
To say it's a better time for freedom lovers than it has been, I'll tell you that.
It depends on where you are. If you're here in New Hampshire, it might be a better time, but everywhere else, maybe a little rougher.
And I think the word is starting to get out. You know, we're more vocal now thanks to the internet and some people who have some high profile positions, you know, Reason Magazine people, Judge Napolitano, folks like that. You guys are doing great.
I hear he got his own television show finally.
He's got it on Fox Business now. Rock on, Napolitano.
With John Stossel on the same network. So good on them for giving some liberty. For what I can tell, pretty principled dude.
A national voice. Yes.
So good on them. All right. So let's go to your phone calls here. Lauren is in Ohio listening to WAIS. Hello, Lauren. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Garden Mark.
Yeah. What excellent points you guys are making. I love your school sucks project size. That's great. I'm a homeschooling mom. I ran for state school board here in Ohio. It's worse than you think it is. I was doing this in the 90s when I was thinking that, you know, you save the world by everybody participating and pitching in, and this was my project. What I came to find out is that it's not the school's goal to educate the children. It's the school's goal to indoctrinate the children to be the little drones that they want them to come out of school being.
Absolutely.
Well, that's the first part. The second part is they're actually lying to the children and removing the curriculum from the schools. That was a big part of what was going on here in Ohio, and I finally said, okay, forget it. I'm just pulling mine out, and then I don't have to worry about whether or not they lie to those children, whether they teach them global warming and Heather has two mommies. I don't care about any of that.
Hey.
I want to know if they know 2 times 2 is 4, you know, 6.023 times 10 to the 23rd molecules in a mole, or atoms in a mole.
Wow.
I mean, functional stuff. And there is a good reason for memorization. You know, if you don't memorize your times tables, it makes your math very difficult to do. So
right.
There's a reason.
Yeah, I have my times tables memorized. I mean, you know.
Well, that's what I mean. So there's,
okay,
there's nothing
okay.
wrong
I agree
with
you there.
There's nothing wrong with real, you know, old, you know, rote, you know, study.
Yeah.
But the whole point is they're literally lying to the kids. You can get the curriculum from the state school board. Call them up and ask them for it. It's like phone book size per subject. And, I mean, they're lying about the Constitution. They don't teach these children history. They don't know that the whole purpose of being for this government is to protect your right to life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. They think, you know, they've got in there how it's they have a right to tax people, to take the fruit of their labor for the good of the group. They literally lie to the children, and because the moms and dads are not around, they don't know that their children are being lied to. They
right. All they
about
hear about, the moms and dads are so busy with their
right.
own lives trying to put
right.
food on the table, trying to get the bills paid because they have to pay so much in taxes. The moms and dads, all they hear about is, well, our kids have an A-plus school, so
yeah.
it must be really great.
And they remember it like it was when they were in school, and see, 40 years ago, you could still get a decent education. The really bad stuff's only been going on for the last 30, 40 years. But here's the key. The solution, and you're going to love this libertarian solution, everybody, take your children out of school.
Right.
In a lot of states, it accounts for half of the state budget. I'm in Ohio.
I think that you have to go further than that, though. I think that if you just pull your kids out of school, that won't do anything. You have to, because most parents are going to be afraid to do it because they are still going to have to pay for the education above and beyond the property taxes. So in order to really have that be effective, you not only have to have people pull their kids out of the school, but you also have to pull their funds from the system. And that means putting their houses at risk. And again, you then are in the area where people are too cowardly. But if you could get enough people together, theoretically, to do something like that, you could have a real effect. Of course, you could also point out that having that many people could swing an election.
Well, but the trick is, it's not really about the money. It's about the fact that if I'm going to have my child in an institution that I'm going to pay money for them to lie to them, they're going to take vaccines for them to be there, they're not going to teach them anything they need to know or skills that they can use to live their life, that it's not about money. It's
but
about
it
the
is,
fact
but
that
it
I'm
is
unwilling
about money.
To have my child treated like a prisoner.
That's good.
No,
I agree with you. Look,
lunch.
Lauren, I completely agree with you. Okay, the motivation isn't about the
I
money.
I think the first step is to do what Lauren says, Ian. I mean, I think
yeah.
that your step is a ways down there before somebody says, I'm putting my house on the line, or I'm picking up
but
to New
Hampshire.
But
don't think that it's going to make a difference.
I agree.
Right.
It makes a difference for your child's
it only
life,
makes
and
a
that's the
for
most
child.
Important one.
And it makes a difference because they don't get, for I have 5 children, they don't get the $10,000, $11,000, $12,000 per child that they
well,
would get if my
Well, somebody gets
children
it because
were...
they're still taking it from me.
What? Well, my point is, though, I am not contributing to the destruction of this country by forcing my neighbors to pay for the education of my children. And what happens is when we take the personal responsibility, and remember, a lot of people, you start where you can. I mean, I'm a homeschooling mother. My services, my labor, I used to be a drug rep. It's no longer out there to be taxed. That labor is consumed building a better family, teaching my children the truth, raising them up in the way they should go. I happen to be a Christian. I know you're not, like, into that. But the whole point is my children know they're not slaves of other men. They're not waiting for somebody else to make their life better, to pay for their retirement, to educate their children. They're not getting that whole brainwashing mindset. So what I'm saying is this is a way to take power, to exercise power without bothering anybody. You don't need to go stand in a protest. You don't need to. This is something that even the most scared person in the world can do. And the other thing is, when you take your children out in the summer, is a great time to practice this. Start homeschooling now. It's not gonna, you know, you've got the summer. You don't have anything better to do.
Right.
Get a Robinson homeschool curriculum. It's basically the children learn to study themselves and Saxon math curriculum. But the whole thing is,
that sounds like a great suggestion.
Your signature on the registration. Don't just take them out of there. These are contracts that they're
What
using.
Registration?
When you register your child for school, you are giving in loco parentis, you are giving parental authority to the school. So they are half, they're as powerful as you are, as long as that child is in
their custody. Does everybody have to do that? I mean, do parents have to actually register their child with the school?
Yes, they do. I mean, remember that Pennsylvania case where they gave those little girls, 10-year-old girls, gynecological exams, and when they sued,
when you register something, you are essentially asking the state to...
When you
register something, you're asking the state to take control of it and
this is my point. So what you do is withdraw your signature on the registration form, and then basically you're canceling your contractual relationship. So there's not
now,
how do you do that?
I mean, do you just go in there and demand to see the form? You
think, I am withdrawing my signature on any and all forms that I have signed to register my child for this school. He will no longer be attending. If you want the records. It doesn't really matter. You don't need the records.
So you're just giving them a notice, basically?
You're basically giving them notice. And I have friends that have done this, and at what that school will call you, you know, we'd like to talk to you about where you're going and what you're doing. Mm. It's none of your business. That's like if I called you and wanted to talk to you about, you know, your sex life.
Yeah.
You tell me to go, you know, piss
pound
up a
sand.
Rope. You know what I mean?
Right. I love that. I think you were just full of great suggestions here tonight, Lauren, and I want to thank you for calling in and making them.
This is great. She's really thought this out and acted on the thoughts. And you know, as you said, as Mark said, you know, she's not only thought about showing the example to the other parents to say you can free your children, but also you can be an example to other parents to free their children. But she's already thought out, look, they're not going to have that burden, those thousands of dollars, even though I'm still going to have to pay into the system. The system should start to cost less.
No, that's
because
the theory.
And that's a wedge that you can use against these guys.
There's an opposing situation going on there, and that is that the kids themselves are beginning to cost more because they're diagnosing more and more and more of them.
They've got an incentive to do that.
Whatever learning disabilities cost that many.
And I just, Lauren, hats off to you. Just great, great job. And I would recommend, if you get the chance, I've spoken about him before, Sam Blumenfeld was one of the first guys to write about this. He wrote a book called Is Public Education Necessary? It's all about the history of how the Prussian model of education got brought to the United States, how very early on there was a battle between those people who wanted to school their children privately and themselves and the government school people who had an incentive to force kids to get into these schools. And I'm glad you mentioned that loco parentis thing so that people can get out of that, because it's shocking to think that parents would say, oh, yeah, well, for 7 hours a day, you're the parents of our children.
The toll-free number here is 1-800-259-9231. Apparently, it goes beyond the 7 hours a day, as I saw at the school today where they were just ordering the kids around. More coming up. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own, any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is coming this July for $12.95 from Big Head Press at BigHeadPress.com.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com. Wow.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct. Wholesale.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian and Gard.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Start your shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. Let's continue with your phone calls and talk to Lyle, listening in Montana. Lyle, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Garden Mark.
Hello.
Hey, Lyle, you're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey. Oh, I just heard you guys were talking about the problem in public schools, and one of the big things in our local newspaper out here lately has been the new curriculum they're planning for sex education in our public K through 12 schools.
Oh.
And they basically are going to start it at kindergarten.
That's nice. Isn't that nice?
Yeah, I think it's a lovely thing, you know. I mean, in kindergarten, they're planning on using real names for, you know, can I use the actual names of...
Like penis?
Anatomy
vagina?
Parts?
Sure. Yeah, of course.
Well, they're going to have penis and vagina being taught to kindergartners, which in and of itself isn't really bad.
No.
Then in first grade, they're going to expand to it's okay to love someone of the same sex or someone of the opposite sex.
Well, Lyle, can I ask
and
you?
That's the way it's worded.
Okay. Let me ask you a quick question, Lyle. Obviously, there you have some problems with these things being done in the government school systems and so on. There are probably some other people, as you know, we're pro liberty here, so the entire system I think needs to be questioned. So you have some problems with one facet of this. And what if you were to get in the school board somehow and get it changed so they weren't doing this? Would that be acceptable, or what would happen to those people who wanted the kids to be taught these things? Now their tax money's being taken, and their interests are not being addressed. It seems to me that as bad as some of these things would be to me and to other people in looking at a government school system, other people might see it as, well, this is very important, and I don't want this to happen. We just spoke with Lauren before, and she said it's so difficult to get on the school board and actually get anything changed. It's ridiculous. So let's say you got on the school board and you got it changed. that doesn't mean maybe the kids would get a slightly better education, but is it still a system that needs to be perpetuated, or is there a different way?
Well, it's the school system does need to be changed. Our big issue out here is that, you know, like what you were talking about, the school is trying to become the parent. And, it, you know, things like sex education, that's up to the parent to teach the child. It's not something that should be taught in the schools.
But what I'm saying, Lyle, is...
it can be taught in the school.
What I'm what I'm saying is that what if there are some parents who believe that it should be taught in the schools, and now they're having their tax money taken? Let's say you got to change the way you would like to have.
I understand, and... out here, what I've been noticing in the newspaper, people write in and comment about these things in the newspaper. I can't because I've been banned from posting in our local newspaper because I'm
it makes
too radical,
sense.
I guess.
Yeah.
So, anyways, people write in, and most of the people that are in favor of this are strongly liberal progressive. And, you know, some of them are obviously pro-homosexual. And, you know, I have nothing against homosexuals myself. You know, I just don't think it should be something that should be taught to a fifth grader.
So here's and I don't agree with you. I think that I am pro-homosexual, and I don't have a problem with the idea of gay people existing being shown to young people. So here we are in a situation where I believe one way and you believe another way, and we're both forced to pay for the government school system, wherein one way will be chosen. Either my way will succeed or your way will succeed.
But these same people that are, you know, the pro-liberal progressives, they're the same people that said you can't teach about religion in school. You got to take God out of school.
Yeah, would you like to put
and
God?
We're going to the exact opposite end of the pendulum with this movement.
See, well, but you're
okay.
Still...
Now, I'm not a religious person, so, you know, I quit going to Sunday school sometime around third grade because I figured out that, you know, well, yeah, it's a good story. But there's another side to all of this issue, too. Once you take God out of the picture, now I'm talking in a legal sense here, once you take God out of the picture, then where do your rights come from? Your rights are something that was given to you by the Creator.
That's
Declaration
what some people
of Independence. These
Look,
are the
we're
legal
really,
documents.
We're, not even we're no longer even close to striking at the root here.
I think rights come from self-ownership, Lyle, but I want to make a point here.
Well, I agree.
And
I'd
like to make a point.
I'm talking in a legal sense. These people play in a legal game.
I don't know
everything
what that means. I don't know how they speak.
I
don't understand legalese, so I don't know what that means. Mark, go ahead with your phone.
I do want to, you know, make a point here. Is that at one point, the public school system was instituted in order to prevent the Catholics who were giving out free education from educating the good Protestant kids over to Catholicism. So this was essentially a religious organization from the, getting hold of the government in the first place. So what you see is the pendulum swinging, and it's going to swing every time force, coercion, taxation, theft, all these things are used. If we took the pendulum out of the situation, which is what everybody here is trying to talk to you about, is the idea that you eliminate public school. Not, you know, it's, I understand, I wouldn't really like the idea of my son being taught by a government bureaucrat about how, you know, people should live and contract with each other and whatever in their lives. I think that that's not their role. I think that's mine. But at the same time, I understand why it is that they're doing it and trying to control their system. It's almost counterproductive, you know, because if you do get control, then you've only shown that control can be gotten.
Yeah, I think Lauren's suggestion earlier would apply here. If you don't want your kids learning that stuff, pull them out of the schools. It's far more productive than trying to fight with the other side, so to speak, about getting your particular...
Well, I agree. We homeschooled our daughter. She's already grown up, and she has two boys of her own now.
Thanks
so,
for that.
You know, I don't have any kids in school, but it's just this moral wrangling that's going on, and, you know, people are having a hard time with it. One side says you need to do it this way, and the other side says you need to do it that way.
Oh, yeah.
And they
Lyle,
can't seem to find that middle ground.
Well, this is the problem, Lyle. See, you know, I don't disagree with you on certain facets. I disagree with you on other facets. And the deeper point that we're trying to make in as comfortable a way as we possibly can is for every time you find umbrage or disagreement with their particular agenda, and you you can cite where it comes from, the leftist progressivist ideal that they're trying to push. As frustrated as you are about that, and you're fighting within this government system to try to stop it, or you get frustrated by these decisions being made, we know that even if you were to get your decisions made and you thought you were making a slightly better system or less worse system in the government school systems, there are other people who also have their houses put on the line if they don't pay their taxes, who have differing opinions than you. And unfortunately, the government system pits us all against one another. And what we're saying is... Right. And the
there doesn't need to be the ground.
Right.
That.
The key thing
and,
is...
You know, and I understand where you're coming from with
right.
the free state system and everything. And really, what you guys are trying to hit on is the whole essence of a republic, what this country was supposed to
no,
be.
No, not even that. Not even that. You see, this is where I think you're slightly missing our point. We're not trying to talk about just the ideals of the founders. We're trying to talk about individual sovereignty. Even within a republic, a supposed representative republic that supposedly has constitutional safeguards and allows for differentiation of government systems within the states and the towns themselves, where people can move and try to get away from bad systems, even there, you don't have complete freedom. It might be a step more towards what we would like. What we're trying to do is express the principle of what happens when everyone is thrown into the government pressure cooker. And that happens in local towns just as it happens on a national level. It just so happens that in local towns, at least you can try to get away to a less bad government system. You see what I'm saying? So we're trying to pull out of government entirely and show people the true principles of how humans are put against each other within any government system, and the education thing is an example.
And one of the biggest problems your system has is that you need people to be cooperative. You know, I mean,
I'm not sure what you mean by that. My system doesn't have anything because it's not a system. Mine is just the free marketplace. Which allows anybody to create whatever sort of educational opportunities they want.
And well, I think, Lyle was talking about the Free State Project.
You can sign up. You know, I agree.
I think Lyle is closer to right on this. He said the Free State Project. So his statement was the Free State Project
is more
like a republic. And I'd have to agree that that's what the majority of people that moved here for were actually looking
good
for.
Point. Yeah, good point. Yeah, I don't know about that. Thank you for the call, Lyle. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. I think the people that are moving because of the Free State Project signed a statement saying the maximum role of government should be the protection of life, liberty, and property.
And that's
doesn't
what
say anything about a republic.
Lyle believes a republic.
And
about.
It doesn't mean that most Free Staters are in favor of government either. More coming up. I don't know what they believe because I haven't talked to them all. Hour number two is coming up. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumithin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumithinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumithinPlus.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.